There are generally two ways we spend our time, by consuming or by investing. Consuming is immediate, as when we go shopping to buy stuff or eat at a restaurant. Investing is more about the future. We invest our time to get rewards down the road, as researchers and scientists do at universities. Consuming is sexy. It's about hot brands that seduce us into buying in the moment. Investing is slow and trotting. It's the daily grind of thousands of little steps that are may not pay out. Rarely do these two worlds come together as they have at the former Westside Pavilion Shopping Mall in Westwood, which closed its doors a few years ago in the wake of the COVID-driven retail downturn. Earlier this year, without making much of a fuss, UCLA acquired the huge property, 2 miles from its Westwood campus, which was made possible in part by a $200 million appropriation from the state of California. The former shopping mecca is now home to the UCLA Research Park, which houses the California Institute for Immunology and Immunotherapy. At 360,000 square feet, the institute will be the primary occupant in the 700,000 square foot research park. The recipient of the $120 million gift from the Michelsons, which was announced this week, is the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA, which will use the funding to support research at the institute. So where we once saw giant signs for Nordstrom's or Macy's, we now see signs for a research park. The enormous structure is solid, efficient, and nondescript. It's not designed to seduce customers, it's designed to support researchers. Instead of having cheerful service workers catering to shoppers, we have hundreds of sober researchers looking for medical cures. These are the two poles of capitalism, consuming and investing. The Westside Pavilion was all about consuming. The UCLA Research Park is all about investing. Our economy lives or die on consumption, on having people buy stuff. But it also can't grow without the crucial investments in innovation. We need people with the impulse to purchase goods, but we also need people with the impulse to spend years working on a cure for a disease. It's not unlike life. If we only worry about the future, we miss out on the joys of the present. But if we're all about instant gratification, what kind of a future are we building? These days, I see both the past and the future when I drive down Pico Boulevard where the Westside Pavilion once stood. I confess that I feel a tinge of nostalgia for the heyday of that shopping emporium, especially the landmark theater that featured great indie films. In many ways, the Westside Pavilion was the communal gathering place for Los Angelinos living on the West Side. But if the place has lost its commercial and communal luster, it is gaining in other ways. It is a reminder that behind the flash of consumption lies the hard work of discovery and innovation. Dr. Michelson's vision for the Institute, according to a press release, is that it become a field of dreams for the study of the immune system. Eventually, and with a lot of hard work, the dream is to develop advanced immunotherapies to prevent, treat, and cure all of the diseases that afflict people today and to end these diseases in our lifetime. That ought to keep a lot of shoppers healthy.